Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know if you are facing a mountain, God can give you a word of wisdom to give you the key or the strategy to overcome that mountain? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we pick up the story when David has unified Israel and Judah together. The nation's one again. It's got one leader. They're putting God first. They're serving God. And Jerusalem had not yet fallen to the people of God. It was not yet their capital. And David, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6 to 8, the king and his men went up to Jerusalem against the Jebusites. The Jebusites lived in Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem was a fortress city. It was a city built on a mountain, and it had big walls, high walls. And before the days of bombs and gunpowder and guns even, flamethrowers, missiles, whatever you want to talk about, you know, with just a sword and a spear and maybe some bows and arrows, maybe some catapults, it was tough to take a city. It was hard. It was really hard. And no one had taken it. But David goes up to the city, and the Bible says that the inhabitants of the land, the Jebusites, they spoke to David and they said, "You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame shall repel you." In other words, we could just put like blind people and lame people on the walls and they're going to repel you. They're going to throw the rocks at you. They're going to pour the boiling oil on you. They're going to launch arrows at you. This is an easy one for us. You're not coming in here, David. It was impossible. Underline that word, impossible. And you know what? Sometimes you and I face impossible situations. Sometimes we have a mountain in front of us that seems unsurpassable, that we can't get over, we can't get through it, we can't overcome it. But I want you to know today that God can help you. The Bible says, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Jesus said, when you face a mountain, don't just ask God to remove the mountain. He said, speak to the mountain and command it to go into the sea. You know, God has ways and strategies and means for you and I to overcome challenges that we face in this life. And David is facing a significant challenge. So the Bible says, David says on that day, whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, he shall be chief and captain over my army. So David comes up with a strategy. And I believe this is a word of wisdom. Now I get that term from the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible lists the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit: prophecy, interpretation of tongues, discerning of spirits, the gift of tongues, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of faith, the gift of the word of knowledge, and the gift of the word of wisdom. And the word of wisdom, I believe, is when God gives you a word of just wisdom to overcome a challenge, to overcome a situation. And I believe this story is David getting a word of wisdom. Rather than fight the city head on and try and overcome the walls and break through the walls, which could have taken months or years, or even try and surround the city and starve it to death, David gets a word of wisdom. Climb up the water shaft, surprise the Jebusites, ambush them, take the city, open the gates, boom. And guess what? They did it. And Jerusalem became the capital of Israel. To this day, there's a dispute over it. It was one of the things Donald Trump did in his first presidency. He moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, thus recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And isn't it interesting that that move and the fact that Israel today calls Jerusalem their capital goes back to David getting a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom from God on how to overcome a challenge. So whatever you're facing today, maybe you're facing a challenge. Maybe you're facing a situation, you need answers. Ask God for a word of wisdom. Ask God to lead you by His Spirit. There may be a way around the problem that you haven't thought of. You know, we are all limited by our thinking. We're limited by our human understanding. But that's why I love the Proverbs where it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him and He shall keep your paths straight. And so if you really need God to direct you, you need God to lead you, I encourage you, set aside time to talk to Him about it. Ask Him for help. Seek His face. Seek His answers. Seek His counsel. And say, Holy Spirit, give me a word of wisdom. I know I need to know how to deal with this situation. And God can send you and your people up that water shaft to get a breakthrough so that you can take the city, you can overcome the challenge, and you can defeat the giants and the mountains before your life.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.